At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Come on.
He is strong, he is powerful, he is Darshan Mehta, and he is the founder of iResearch.com. It's a platform that allows users to quickly engage insights for consumers all across the world, and ConnectQuick.com. It's an app that allows users to make instant connections and take part in engaging interactions. Welcome, Darshan.
Thank you very much, George. Looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Darshan, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. I was born in India, and I came to the U.S. As a four-year-old, and I've grown up my entire life in the U.S., and for the last 20-some years, I've been involved in the areas of branding, marketing, and advertising, and I got into that because I realized in college I really liked case studies, and I like solving problems, and as a result, I decided to make a lifestyle decision. And went into consulting and pursued basically market research, branding, and all that, because it combines many things. But one of the things is consumer behavior, and I just found that whole area very interesting.
Nice. So I appreciate that. So you're actually wise enough to recognize something that, you really like doing and then made a career out of it. What is I think so many people who are listening that are now trying to do that after spending a lot of time kind of spinning their wheels. And then how about the jump, or perhaps you were already doing consulting in more of an entrepreneurial basis, or did you jump to entrepreneurship?
Well, I was a little bit fortunate. I had a head start. My family, my father is very entrepreneurial. So I've kind of had that in my DNA to begin with. But I also am a believer there are certain rules that just exist in the universe. And one of them is, I think, necessity is the mother of invention. So I kind of put myself in a situation out of college where if you can make things happen, you know, before you get used to too much sleep and mortgages, you know, that's you know, really, really do something. So, you know, I decided to pursue a lifestyle, certain lifestyle, and that made me force myself. And that lifestyle basically was to have flexibility of my time and not have as many people control my time, or at least say the fewer people that control my time, the better. And so that forced me to make decisions to actually make that happen. And then eventually, you know, it does because you're forced to do it.
Nice. I think that is, I think that that's extremely wise for anybody to be able to be so thoughtful about that, particularly for a young person sort of right around, you know, graduating college age, to recognize this is a really good opportunity before I have a mortgage and other obligations to really sink my teeth into this. So I certainly appreciate and respect that. Do you have,
you know, I think more and more people are coming to that realization, regardless of what age they're at, especially now post COVID, right? Because I think many people are trying to realize, hey, what am I really want to do with the time I'm given?
Right. Yeah. And so how would you counsel somebody to sort of start that process of actually moving from, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm currently doing, all my responsibilities and obligations and assets, how do I move towards what I really want to be doing?
Well, now we're going to jump ahead to the, I think the question I was anticipating from you is, what's the takeaway, the one big advice you'd give?
Fair enough.
So should I jump there now?
Yeah, let's do that difference making tip.
Sure. I think I would encourage people to attack their work as if it's their legacy. And what I mean by that is, I think, you know, when you set your North Star, that can make a real big difference in all the decisions you make to get there. For example, let's say, you know, you have a business and you say, I want to be the best in my state. That's perfectly fine. That's not a problem. But what if you'd set your goal saying, I want to be the best in the world? It's a different North Star. But I think if you recognize the path of the decisions you make to get to one North Star versus the other is going to make a big difference. And I would almost encourage you to go a little bit higher than you actually want, because what's the worst that's going to happen? You might get out of your state, you might hit a star, maybe not the moon, but you know, at least you know how close you get. But then you might figure out a strategy how to actually get yourself to the moon.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
All right. So I've been seeing in memes and stuff like that on the internet this idea of, you know, your 10-year goal, try to do it in 6 months. What do you think about that?
Sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong in trying that. But the thing is, recognize if you fail, that doesn't mean you've really failed. That just means you need to learn from what went wrong, right? I think timelines and deadlines definitely help all around. But if for whatever reason you're not able to achieve it, that doesn't mean you can't keep trying.
I think that that's well said. So tell us a little bit more about, or tell us specifically about iResearch, what the problem that you recognized was and how you're addressing it.
Sure. So as I said, one of the things I recognize about me is I like solving problems. And the other is I just felt this need that one of my missions for me personally is I'd like to leave this world a little bit better than I found it. So combining that with the mission and my desires, you know, caused me to be a bit more focused and have and also pursue meaning. And one of the things I recognized after about 20 some years in the branding market research space is that there are insights all around us. And I found that many people pursue insights through either surveys or, you know, focus groups. And I found that, you know, if you initially have conversations with people, and what I mean by conversations is actually get to know them and get deeper into a topic or an area. For example, when you're at a really good party, at a cocktail party, right, and you meet a handful of people and you start having a conversation, everybody's really into it and everybody's, you know, going deeper and deeper, and you start bringing in things that you hadn't really thought about or felt because of this conversation, that's the kind of conversation I'm talking about. And when you do that, you really tap into a lot of interesting kernels of insights. And then from there, if you really think, hey, you're onto something, I would encourage at that point perhaps to do a survey at that point, because you'll end up with a better set of questions and answer choices to then quantify some of the things you're trying to tap into in terms of the insights or how you want to act upon those insights. And having done this for a while, I've seen a pattern. And I just feel very lucky that I've seen that. And as a result, I want to be able to empower other people to use that in their own business. Because nowadays, if you think about it, with social media and everything, whether you want feedback from your customers or not, you're going to get it.
Right.
And so your choice is no longer, are you going to get feedback? Your choice is, do you want to get feedback sooner or later? And part of that is you're going to get unsolicited feedback on the internet through social media channels, but you can also go out and get feedback on your own. And I found that, you know, instead of stabbing in the dark, if you can actually get insights from your users, you're going to get a lot closer to what it is they want and what they're willing to pay in terms of what you're offering.
Nice. Well, I certainly appreciate that. So this, and I'll try to sort of summarize everything from what I heard. Take, if you have an idea and you're in a casual environment sharing it with people and it seems to be striking a chord, and you think, oh, you know what, I really might be onto something here, instead of just sort of plodding along and figuring it out from there sort of on your own unsystematically and unscientifically, this might be an opportunity to actually, you know, take a survey or get people together in a more organized environment to sort of flesh it out further.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. Like Airbnb, when they first started out, they actually were not doing well in all the markets they were in, but they noticed they were doing well in New York. And so there were, I think at the time they were part of Y Incubator, and they decided, they were given advice, go out and talk to your customers because that's where the facts are. You know, they're not going to be sitting in the meeting room talking about this. So they actually went out and talked to their customers. and wanted to figure out, why they were doing well in New York, but also what they could do better. And they quickly realized that one of the things that they could really help all their customers in New York was to take better pictures of the units that they're trying to rent out. And as a result of that simple insight, and that came as a result of conversations with people, they were able to more than double their business in a week.
Yeah, I think that that is an incredible story. I remember hearing one of the founders on a podcast talking about that and how they were pretty shocked. They thought, you actually want us to go talk to the users? and they actually did that. Like the founders went and interviewed them and it made all the difference.
Yeah, if you really look at many products that have been successful, like way out of the blue and super successful, they often stem from a problem that someone has identified that needs to be solved, right? And that is because a combination of that entrepreneur has an insight into the problem a little bit, but also maybe some more insights and knowledge of the industry.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. But then you actually, if you go talk to the customers, you can fine tune that thing, because ultimately it's not whether you have a great product or service. Is are there people out there that have similar pain points, and at what level, and are they willing to actually pay for a solution, right? And sometimes you might be close to the solution, or it just needs to be tweaked or altered, whatever, but you need that feedback. And like I said, you're going to get that feedback one way or another when you launch your product, but I think you might be better off making that initial investment and finding out what people think and feel, so that when you do invest, more money in terms of actual production and advertising, promotion, all that stuff, you at least know that, hey, I'm really close to what the marketplace wants. So the chance of me being successful are much greater than not.
And I imagine that, put myself in the situation, if I had this amazing idea that I was super excited about and I go through the exercise of making the thing and then launching it into the world, and the feedback I get is just crickets, that is a bad place, and I bet that happens way too often.
True, but the other can be also somewhat discerning. I mean, uncomfortable for entrepreneurs that create this baby. That is critical feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do with that? And I would say don't take it personally. And in fact, some of the greater insights might be in that critique itself. Because if someone is giving you a critique, they're not just telling you it's terrible. They're actually, in a way, also telling you, if you could fix this, then I would really become – that's your potential to actually cultivate a super fan or, someone that's really going to be your advocate later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's somebody telling me my kid is ugly is not a happy place, but perhaps the most instructive thing. So.
But if you give your kid a great haircut or a nice shirt, then that might be –
a nice haircut, a nice shirt, a charming personality, sky's the limit, Darshan. I like it. All right. So I'm thinking I'm thinking of this focus group with the people around a conference room table and a two-way mirror on the other side. How does it actually work?
Yes, this is online. It's chat-based. And so basically you're posing questions to people. And I've tried all these different methods from chat-based, telephone, and video. And I find that the chat-based actually works best, and I'll tell you why. There's two interesting things that I've noticed happen. One is you're able to pose a question to everyone in the group, and typically you're going to invite 15 people with the expectation that anywhere from 8 to 12 will show up. But when they do, your whole goal is to have a deeper conversation, right? And I find that when you pose a question to the group, since it's chat-based, they can all respond right away. as opposed to right now, only one of us can talk at a time. Otherwise, your listeners are going to go crazy. But with the chat base, everyone can respond, but then also they can see what other people are saying, as well as then respond accordingly. So that's one thing I found interesting about the chat base. So you actually get more information from everyone throughout the group at the end with a full transcript. But the other thing I found that's interesting is that people tend to think a little bit more before they articulate their thoughts into writing. Again, we're not interested in having perfect grammar or spelling. As long as we understand what you're saying, that's the key. But I find that people tend to think just a little bit extra because they have to put their thoughts into writing.
Yeah, that's certainly an interesting thing right there. I think it's 100% true. I can just spout off my opinion verbally, but when I am actually writing, that certainly is different. So, okay, great.
And if you think about it, how much of your work on a daily basis is text or chat-based now, right? From emails to instant messaging, whatever. And even through those methods, you can glean people's thoughts, emotions, and personalities as well.
Yeah, 1,000%. And now I'm thinking about just being in different Zoom meetings, and whenever I'm presenting and I open it up for questions, some people are comfortable unmuting, but everybody is comfortable typing into a chat function as well. So there must be something right there as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, there's that person that's great at coming out of the gate with a quick answer, but there's that real thoughtful person in the corner that wants to say more but hasn't had that chance. But when it's chat based, it's not a problem.
So who are these people? Where are they at?
So they're usually either wherever they are with a computer and internet connection. So it could be from their work or their home. So one of the nice things about online focus groups, they're actually ideal for hard to reach participants. For example, doctors, attorneys that have pressed for their time and so on, but they're easy to reach this way. But, you know, so it's really the convenience of wherever the participants are, as long as they're connected.
Okay. So I can, as the business owner looking for feedback, there's parameters that I can set, or how does that actually work?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, like you have a podcast, but you have people listen from all over the world, right? So your choice would be to do it physically. You'd have to pick a city or somewhere to actually do it physically. But with online, you can have people from all over. So there's no geographic bias or anything. And if you, like, say, for example, you spoke a different language, you could even do this in a different language online chat base as well. So that's one of the benefits that gives you to be doing it online as opposed to in a physical location. And nowadays with COVID, I mean, this is definitely the most COVID friendly methodology.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So what is, if you could design, let's use me and the podcast as an example. You said, you know, sure. I'm really interested in figuring out what people like about the show or what they would like to see improved. How would you recommend I move forward with using online focus groups?
So you would identify people that you think are in your audience from your demographics or even psychographics, right? Like you know for sure a lot of your listeners want to find out something that's interesting and helpful in their professional or personal lives. And so you might want to identify them through a screening survey initially. And once you do that, then you're basically going to start having conversations about, you know, maybe what are the triggers that cause them to look for these solutions or different things, or what makes them want to go out of their comfort zone to look for new and innovative ideas, right? And so they may not be able to tell you exactly what they're looking for, but I think they can certainly tell you their pain points and their motivations. And I think once you have an understanding of that, you'll be in a better position to say, okay, I understand what my listeners kind of are saying and wanting. And I think I can then do interviews like this or content like this that's going to really help them get to that next level that they're seeking.
What percentage of people actually go through this exercise? Is it a lot of people or is it fewer?
Quite a few, actually, because you're going to compensate them for their time to participate in the focus group.
Okay.
But keep in mind, more than anything, people love to get feedback. I mean, don't you love to get feedback? I mean, I do.
Sure.
So people love that. So if you're giving the people an opportunity to be heard, and especially if they feel like you're actually going to act upon what they're thinking and feeling, you know, the incentives help, there's no doubt, because it gets people committed and they show up. But more than anything, people love giving feedback and really trying to help make things better. And we often find that if you have an engaging conversation And these are 2-hour conversations online. And you might think, oh my God, 2 hours. But if it's engaging, we find that most people don't want to leave.
I love it. Fascinating. And you've been at this for a while, so you've been refining and tweaking and changing.
Yeah, in all honesty, I've been actually using this platform for a while for clients internally as a consultant, and I realized that there's a real power in this. So I'm trying to make the platform now available to anyone to be able to use it on demand, so making it much more affordable, easier, and you know, saves people time as well, because you can now do these kind of focus groups very quickly, and it's no more than the cost of, you know, inexpensive dinner for two per session. And you can get a lot of feedback and a lot of insights. And I think that's the key for a lot of new entrepreneurs and companies that want to get to product market fit, which is really trying to match up what they're offering. The market is trying to, you know, in terms of willing to pay and look for a solution. It's one of the most affordable, fastest ways to be able to do that.
Makes sense. Well, Darshan, thank you so much for coming out. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they engage with iResearch and connect quick?
Sure. They can visit our website, iResearch.com. It's just the letter I, research.com. Or you're welcome to email me directly at DM, which is Darshan Mehta, just the initials DM, at iResearch.com.
Perfect. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Darshan your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to iResearch.com. That's the letter I, R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H.com. Shoot Darshan an email, DM at iResearch.com. Thanks again, Darshan.
Thank you very much, George. Pleasure to talk to you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.